Thank you so much for listening today. I want to take a few moments and look at verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11. It reads, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Is it possible to please God without faith? Certainly not. Would God have been pleased if Noah did not have faith to build the ark? Would God have been pleased if Abraham did not have faith to offer Isaac his son as a sacrifice? Would God have been pleased if Joshua did not have faith and refused to march around the city of Jericho 7 times? In Hebrews chapter 11, there are so many examples of people who had faith in God. What kind of faith did they have? In verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11, the answer is given. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Those who had great faith believed that God was He, the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who spoke the world into existence. Having faith is not an option, but a must to be pleasing to God. Having true faith is more than just knowledge of facts. Even the demons had faith and believed. James 2:19. Not only did these examples in Hebrews 11 have faith, but their faith moved them to obedience and good works. James 2:24 tells us, "You've seen then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Then an ending in verse 26 says, "Faith without works is dead." Therefore, having great faith in God led to rewards. The great faith of Noah building the ark resulted in the saving of his family. The great faith of Abraham offering up Isaac, his only son, resulting in the seed of Isaac being called. The great faith of Joshua marching around the city of Jericho sometimes resulted in the destruction of Jericho. These examples sought God and put their faith in Him, resulting in God rewarding them. And whom is your faith? I hope your faith is in God. If your complete faith is not in Him, you are not pleasing Him. We need to have faith that God sent His only Son to die for our sins. We must have faith that God's Word is truth, but our faith must move us to obedience and good works. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Would God be pleased if you have not obeyed His commandments and becoming a child of His? By putting your faith in Christ, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus is the Christ, being buried in baptism, would God be pleased if you're not living a faithful life? If we have faith in God, He will reward us. The reward will be eternal life in heaven with Him.